everything seems very hard when you haven't tried it. But actually, when you try it, it actually gives you some kind of empowerment.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. So excited to be bringing another influencer from the Latvia community here in the Baltic States. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm happy to be here and talking to you.
Thanks for making time available. You don't understand. She met me. I'm traveling without a phone because I'm crazy like that. And she met me in the middle of nowhere at a really flexible time so that we can make this interview happen. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
My name is Egita Polyanska, and I'm currently managing the local startup accelerator, Startup Wise Guys Riga. So what we are doing at Startup Wise Guys, we are an accelerator for B2B companies. We are focused on Central and Eastern European region. And we select around 10 companies for our program, and we are currently running 2 programs per year. And we do offer €20,000 investment to each of the selected startups, as well as a 3-month-long program where we teach them starting from lean business canvas, how to set up the company. We're starting from the basic stuff, and then we're actually moving into teaching sales, growth, fundraising and pitching. And every program ends up with a demo day where it's like a graduation ceremony.
And how many people are in your portfolio?
So currently we have 52 companies, not counting in the 7 in the current batch. So we usually take 10 companies, but in the current batch, because this is our first expansion outside of Tallinn, where Startup Wise Guys Accelerator was born. So we took like a pilot program with 7 companies.
So are you mainly based in Latvia or in Estonia?
Both, actually. Okay. So for the quick history, we were founded in 2012 in Tallinn, Estonia. So we were working there for almost 5 years. We had 6 programs running there, and this is this program number 7. And this is the first expansion. So currently we are running programs both in Riga and Tallinn. They're not happening in the parallel. So currently we're finishing up with the Riga program, and then the next one will be in Tallinn.
And what is your role inside of Startup Wise Guys?
So I'm basically the program lead. My title is managing director, but I'm responsible that the program is happening. The startups are there, the mentors are there. So everything's running and nothing's broken.
And and what do you look for in the companies that you take into your program?
So we have a pretty thorough selection process. So usually we receive, for Riga program, we received around 140 applications.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, so we kind of have 4 rounds. We go through the application process. We have experts looking at them. Then we actually have Skype calls with the companies. And we also do for top 25 companies, we do in-person event where we can meet them and talk to them. And I would say the how we are looking at the teams, the most important thing is the team itself, the founders, how experienced they are. And what they have been doing, are they really passionate about this? And they need to make us sure that they can execute this.
Totally.
And then also we're looking to the global markets, the companies that are focusing to the whole world. And then it's also the product. But as we know, product can change in startups. So
totally. When did you become interested in tech yourself?
It's hard to say, actually. I think it was when I was at my first job, which is completely different from startups. I was working at the Ministry of Economics in Latvia, working with the business support with EU funds for businesses and entrepreneurship. And I remember that I was really interested in support that they're doing in the venture capital form. And then I actually got a job in Seattle at Techstars, startup accelerator there. So I guess that was my first point when I figured out this is something I need to do.
Wait. You got a job in Seattle?
Yes.
As in Washington?
Yes.
So you've spent a lot of time in the U.S.?
I spent there a year and a half.
Oh, wow. And how were you able to pursue the field of tech? Out of all the people that want to work with them, how were you? That's amazing. I think that's really inspiring and encouraging to hear. How were you able to be that person that took that position?
So the story actually started when I was still working in the ministry. My colleague got the scholarship for his studies from a fund which is called Baltic American Freedom Foundation. And I discovered that they're doing only not only scholarship for studies, but also for an internship. So I got that scholarship.
Yeah.
And they're really nice, and they're trying. So first you get the scholarship, and then they try to find you a company where you can do your internship. And for some reason, I was interested in startups, and I listed Techstars as one of the companies I would really want to work. And I got a Skype interview.
You have to put it out there.
Exactly. Yeah. I just made a list, and then it actually just happened, and I was like really happy.
That's amazing.
A Skype interview, and after a week, they told me that I got the job.
That's amazing. What can Americans learn about you guys, and what can you guys learn about Americans that would like accelerate the tech industry forward?
The first thing I think that comes into my mind, the Baltic startup like ecosystem and the culture, I would say it's not very developed. It's in the early stage. So if I think back, it only kind of started up as like actual culture in 2012 or 10, so 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. But in the States, it's been around for
forever.
Yeah. And I think the mentality of people in the startup culture as well, it's like they've been used to the thing that they are doing startups.
Yeah.
That they are doing one startup, they're failing, they're doing another startup. The investors have been there, so they know they need to invest. They know about the software technology.
Right.
So here it's a bit in the the early stage, like startup baby culture.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel that is it? I can't stand asking questions like this because I like to be very solution based. But is it as easy as it is for a female to be involved in the tech community here as it is for a guy? Or is there a difference?
I was actually recently thinking about this because of the events. Like there was this Femtech event and we have Riga Tech Girls as well. And from my own experience, I believe that a startup culture is actually the place you can be female without any like weird looks or like extra hard work.
Right.
At least for some reason it has been also in the States, it was the same. So, and also here, I'm more focused on what I'm doing, and I think I've been succeeding, and like I feel good about what I'm doing, and I feel that in more like corporate culture, and that's a bit more difficult for female.
What do you love most about the world of tech?
I think the flexibility and the freedom and open-mindedness. There's a lot of different people involved with startups. There's this diversity, and I like that.
What would you say has been a lesson you've learned about achieving your dream?
Well, it maybe sounds like a cliche, but it's actually going out there and doing it. Because when I think back of my journey, I went to the States. I started there alone, so I got the scholarship, but I never knew in the city, and I never knew anyone in the new company. And I came back as well. I started a new job, and everything seems very hard when you haven't tried it. But actually, when you try it, it actually gives you some kind of empowerment.
Right. Everything's scary for everybody if we don't. I mean, I gave a talk today. We're at the Digital Freedom Festival, and I gave a talk today. I was terrified. And I've been giving talks for years, and I was terrified. Yeah. And so I think, and it reminded me once again, too, like, we just have to continuously take a leap in life every day.
Exactly. Like learn something new, like go to a new event. And I know sometimes I'm also like, I'm naturally like a more introvert person. So for me, it's sometimes hard to go to a new event that I know that I will probably not know anyone or know a couple of people there.
Right.
But when I actually do that, I feel good about myself. And it's just like an inspiration for myself to go somewhere else and do something more.
Totally. I love it. Who's a woman in tech that you really look up to?
I don't think I have like one specific. Nothing specific comes into my mind. I think just from the local Latvian scene, there are also a lot of women that are doing like... also, my team mostly are women.
Yeah.
And I know Anna Anderson, she's doing like a startup, and there's Riga Tech Girls, the whole community.
Yeah. What's the domain of Riga Tech Girls?
I think it's rigatechgirls.com.
And we'll include it in the show notes so you guys have it. And then Anna, how can people look up Anna on Twitter? Do you know her handle by chance?
No, sorry.
Or what's her first and last name?
Anna Anderson?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always looking, like I always find them on Facebook, so.
Okay, all right.
You can also find like Riga Tech Girls on Facebook.
Sweet, awesome. How can people connect with you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Can you spell your name for everybody again?
Yes, so I think it's same both like everywhere. It's Egita Polanska, EGITAPOLANASKA.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast. It's been like so cool that you made time to come out. I know that the day has been really crazy, and this is awesome. If you want to connect with more awesome, awesome women like Egita, go to the Women in Tech Facebook, which you could easily find by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Again, I'm coming at you from Riga, Latvia. And you say Riga, Latvia. How do you say it properly?
Riga, Latvia.
Yeah, I definitely, that's not what I sounded like. So I am just feeling really, really grateful to be exposed to the awesome women in tech community here and the entrepreneurial community in general. It's been incredible. And I hope other people listening that are in the Baltic States or even the surrounding areas check out Startup Wise Guy to try to move their company forward. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me here.
Of course.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.